Good morning. It's 11:05 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF. It's Friday, and welcome to the Dr. Triana Show, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center and the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. This is a live medical talk show, and our phone lines are wide open at 206-1580 or toll-free at 888-441-1580. Don't be shy. Feel free to call in with any questions you have to Dr. Triana. And now, here's your host in the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And, oh, wow, what a nice humid day. This is good for your skin, the humidity. I like it.
I should go run around the block a few times.
And I have to tell everyone, for maybe some of you heard me yesterday, I was on To Build a Zoo, Michael Heyman's show, and I have to thank him. You can play the little, you have this little song.
Well, I had that.
Oh, okay.
We wanted to really just say a big applause there for Michael P. Heyman's from yesterday. Just a great time we had.
He has such an interesting show, and he's so creative. He's a writer, a poet. He plays the guitar. He sings. He's written songs. How interesting, you know?
Very, very interesting.
And I really had fun. He asked me some wonderful questions, too, which I'm going to talk about later on in the show. And I really am excited because we are here today. We got a lot of things going today that we're going to talk about. I want to thank Michael P. Heyman's. And I enjoyed doing the show. You know, coming to the radio station 2 days in a row, how lucky could you be?
Yeah, you were in a different seat yesterday. How did it feel?
I was a little nervous. I know. I wasn't like the one managing. You know, I'm kind of I'm an oldest. You know how the oldest in the rank of birth? Mm-hmm. So being an oldest, you always want to be the one in charge.
That's right.
Anyways, it's in my personality. But I want to talk about something, so many good things. But first, let's do a what body part am I? Now, I know everybody's going to know this one because this is going to be an easy one. So don't forget to call me at 206-1580. You know, if you have any questions, if you want to know anything about the Triana Prevention Center or the Hormone Balance Center, please give us a call here today, 206-1580. This is a live talk radio. You know, everybody says, oh, do you get a little nervous doing a show that's live? No, I've been doing now, what, about 4 years, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And I just enjoy it, and I love it, and I'm on a mission. My mission is to help you understand your health so that you can feel better, live better, like we say, more good years.
And you know, a lot of people don't realize that they have control over it. It seems like something that people think, oh, well, you know, my mom had this or my dad had that. And I think one thing that you're helping to do is empower people by letting them know that they have the power in their hands today.
Yes, they do. And we do have certain genetic predispositions. But as Dr. Esselton from Cleveland Clinic, I quote him, he says, genetics is the gun, environment is the trigger. So if you abuse your body, if you, drink too much, smoke too much, or even smoke at all, or overeat, all those things affect your health and your underlying genetic predisposition. You know, one of my patients came in and says, oh, I read this article about hormones and prevention. Well, there's a magazine called Prevention Magazine, and there are two great articles this month. One is from a doctor. She works with patients to balance their hormone. She's in California. Her name is Dr. Gottfried. And then there was an article which is about what's called precision medicine, also known as personalized medicine, because we know that you are not the same person as me. Zane, you're different. I'm different. We're all different. And we all have different genetics. We have different predispositions. And we also have different lifestyles. So the whole idea, the goal of medicine is, for years, we were trained, oh, let's get that disease and cure the disease and get the person well. But now we want to do the opposite. We want to prevent the disease from happening. We want to catch things early if they're going in the wrong direction, based on your genetics, based on your age, your even, for example, when we do, we've talked about hormone balancing, we check your hormone levels. And we talked about yesterday on Michael Heyman's show about Bio-T. So everything we're doing now, the future, I call it the wave of the future, is individualized to each person. I always say I don't practice cookie cutter medicine. I mean, it just makes sense that we, as we learn more, we can try to prevent more so that as we age, we'll have more good years. So let me do, what body part am I? Okay.
My favorite part.
There are two of me unless you lose one. I am behind your abdominal cavity, also called retroperitoneal. I am the filter of your blood, and I produce a waste product which can be clear or yellow. Now that's pretty easy, everybody. Let's get some calls in here at 206-1580. What body part am I? Okay? So give us a call, and we're trying to make it easy. Don't feel shy. Even if you don't get it right, you can give me a call. 206-1580. So there's, I want to talk about something that has really impacted my life. I go to a lot of medical conferences. Hello, caller. What's your name, caller?
This is Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
How are you, doctor?
Very good. Thank you for calling.
I would say that would be a kidney.
Wonderful. Very good, Jack. Do you have any questions for us today? And we have another caller, too.
No, I'm just listening. I'm enjoying your show very much. I learn every time that you guys are on. I appreciate the show. So.
Okay, well, thank you
very much for doing it.
Oh, I love doing it, and I'm glad that you enjoy it. It makes me feel really good to hear that.
Well, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Take care and have a nice day, doctor.
Bye-bye. So we have another call up?
We did.
Maybe they heard that somebody answered. So, again, give us a call if you want to say anything, 206-1580. So in my pursuit to take care of my patients and also learn more for myself, I go to many medical conferences. So I went to an age management conference in hello, caller?
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Elizabeth Triana?
Yes, this is Dr. Triana.
Oh, good morning. How are you? Yes. Yeah,
you have a question?
I have a question for you, please.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, my name is Louis. My wife's name is Jimmy. I would like to ask a question. What do you think about coconut oil?
Oh, I love coconut oil. That's a great question.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Good. Yeah, I'm from Puerto Rico. Somebody told me that you are from a Latin country. Are you Spanish also?
Yes, I speak Spanish and English.
Are you from where?
Oh, actually, I was born in New York, but mis padres son de Cuba. My parents are from Cuba.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the neighbors. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. Yeah. Well, so we listen to you show once in a while, you know.
Oh, well, listen more. We enjoy having you on the show.
Another question I almost forgot. Do you take Freedom Insurance?
I do not know every insurance, but you can call my office.
What's your office number, please?
625-199. Hello?
Yeah, what is your office number, please?
All right. It's 941-625-1990.
1-9-9-625-1990. Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. You have a nice day.
Okay.
God bless. bless America and God bless all our friends, right?
God bless, yes.
Thank you very much. Have a nice weekend, too.
Que Dios te bendiga. Gracias.
Gracias. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And what I said is God bless and thank you in Spanish. I'm very proud that I can speak Spanish and I can go to a Spanish-speaking country. And it's just, I'm very proud that my parents led us and my grandmother said to learn to read and write and speak in Spanish. So I'm very proud of that since I love to read. And so the coconut oil question is a great question. I do love coconut oil. In fact, I actually put it as a conditioner in my hair. And I have curly hair. It looks great. You just need a little bit. It can also be used as a lubricant. Some people cook with coconut oil. So what I like to do is, you know, coconut oil, if you leave it in a not hot place, it's solid. And then when you put a little bit in your hands, it melts and it gets oily. And I remember I would put it in my hair and my husband used to say, "Oh my goodness, you smell like a piña colada."
I was just getting ready to say it. It smells wonderful.
It really smells wonderful, but it is a very nice. So going back to the conference that I went to, I was very honored and privileged to meet a doctor, Dr. Barry Sears. And he is the doctor who wrote the book, The Zone Diet, in 1995. And he is a biochemist. So this most recent book, it's called The Mediterranean Zone. And it's called Unleash the Power of the World's Healthiest Diet. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
We can hear you. Hi, caller. You're on with WCCF, News Radio 1580.
I guess it just didn't.
Yeah, we'll have to wait till they call back.
So in meeting Dr. Sears, he had an exhibit at the conference, and he has invented and patented a pasta. Now, I'm telling you, a pasta. It's a fusilli pasta and an orzo pasta. And the whole thing is, he says most people, it's hard for them to lose weight because they get hungry. And I know that feeling. You get hungry, you want to eat, and you go, and sometimes you make the wrong choices in what you're eating. Unfortunately, I was making the wrong choices in my grief over my husband's loss. I was eating way too much carbohydrates, you know, comforting carbs, as people call it. And that was the wrong thing to do because it just packs on the weight. So I met Dr. Sears and I said, I have to do something. And he served this pasta to everybody and it was so delicious. And so I went ahead, I bought the pasta, the orzo pasta, the fusilli, and this was in April that I met him. I forgot, the beginning of April. Anyways, so I started making the pasta and the orzo, and you can have it twice a day. So all my girls at the office know I have my pasta for lunch with vegetables, and it's delicious. I put a little bit of a low-calorie salad dressing, and that's my lunch. For dinner, I have the pasta with vegetables. Sometimes I add shrimp, a little piece of chicken, and I have also, before I go to bed every night, I have a nice cup of chamomile tea, which is delicious, or any hot tea, you know, just don't put any sugar in it. Because basically, this is a low-carb diet. For breakfast, I usually have a hard-boiled egg, which it's okay to have one egg a day if you... I mean, he prefers you eat egg whites. Hello? Caller?
Yes.
Yes, caller. What's your name?
Lois Henderson.
Hi, Lois. How you doing, honey?
Hi, Dr. Triana. I'm calling because I want to know, I'm sitting in your parking lot, and I'm going to have my yearly mammogram, and I'm listening to your show.
Yes.
I want to get that pasta.
Well, that pasta, I'm going to bring it to the office. But in the meantime, you can also go on Dr. Sears' website, thezonediet.com, and order the pasta, the orzo. Guess, okay. Lois, I have now lost 21 pounds.
Oh, my God. Congratulations. That is wonderful.
21 pounds. And it, well, look, Zane just put it up on the computer. The Zone Labs. You'll see Dr. Sears. He is the nicest person. And his registered dietitian, her name is Mary Perry. And I'm telling you, they are the nicest people. And they want me to write a testimonial for his book. But I told him I want to lose first at least 50 pounds. What do you think? Isn't that great?
I think you're on your way, and I know you will do it.
I really appreciate your call. And I'm going to have you do it with me, because it's really, I'm telling you, it does taste good. I was surprised, because unfortunately, I love to eat. And this actually keeps you filled and full for at least 4 to 5 hours. So
I'm going to do it, Dr. Triana. Maybe he'll write a testimonial about me.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Lois.
You're
a sweetheart.
Welcome, Dr. Sarah. We love you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I tell you, I feel so blessed to have such wonderful, wonderful patients. You know, how could you not be happy to have and to get to take care of, to fulfill your dream to be a doctor and take care of such wonderful people?
Yeah, that she sounded so nice, and she was so happy when you told her about this. Just absolutely cool.
Well, I have the book here. Dr. Sears sent me the book. You can get the book, The Mediterranean Zone. I just received it. He has recipes on his website. The pasta, the orzo, I'm telling you, it really is. You don't feel like you're deprived because, you know, on low-carb diets, you always say, oh, I love pasta. Now, I will tell you, I'm not eating any bread, and that's one of my problems because I do. I really, really love bread. But anyways, the pasta is great. His recipes are easy to follow. He explains different things about the future of medicine and genetics. And I really think this, in conjunction with balancing your hormones. Remember, when a patient comes to see me, I look at the total patient. I look at what their lifestyle is, what are their issues, what is their family history, their own past history. Do they smoke? Do they drink? You know, do they exercise? You have to look at the whole picture and try. I individualize my, what I call my action plan for each individual person based on also their history, but also their labs. In other words, for hormones, we also check their hormones, for check the cholesterol, your blood count. All this is very, very important.
It sure is.
It's very important. So let's take a little break because we have another neat topic. And what you got on the female or the male commercial?
I got the female this time.
Okay. The next time we'll play the male.
Okay.
Another morning where you just drag yourself out of bed after hitting the snooze button 5 times. Now you're driving to work. It's like a zombie. That lack of energy and poor sleep every night is just one sign that your hormones may be out of whack. Time to get them back in balance with Bio-T. Both men and women need testosterone and suffer without it. And all you need is a quick little test. My testosterone was too low, my estrogen too high, and it meant that I was just foggy and irritable every day until I learned about Bio-T Medical. Bio-T is all natural. It's not synthetic. It's not those shots or messy creams that you hear a lot about. With Bio-T, all you need, 2-3 treatments a year as opposed to painful shots that you're getting every week. Come out of the fog, feel youthful again, get that libido back up, feel happy, even maintain your weight loss.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with Bio-T. Call me at 941-625-1990 for your appointment.
And it's 11:25 here at News Radio 1580. You're listening to the Dr. Triana Show here on News Radio 1580 WCCF. The phone line's wide open at 206-1580, toll-free at 888-441-1580. So call if you have a question about anything at all here. Now it's back to Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And thank you, Zane. Yep. We are here in the Dr. Triana Show on this beautiful day of June the 12th.
June 12th.
Yes. And we are here in beautiful Charlotte County, where yesterday Michael was asking me, and I grew up here, and I'm very blessed that my family is here. And it's so wonderful. And he asked about, because he's going to do the Freedom Swim, the 4th of July Freedom Swim.
Every year.
Which I've never done. I'm actually maybe if I ever do it, I think I would do like a canoeing. I know how to canoe because I was a Girl Scout and I learned to sail, canoe, and swim. So, but I think it's great what he does, and he really promotes Charlotte County. He really is a true son of Charlotte County. Anyways, so we have been talking to you all, and again, you know, I'm human. Just like everybody else. And I know how hard it is to lose weight and always be on the healthiest path possible. And I'm here to help you. And in my office and my team in my office, they were here last week, which was wonderful. Oh, and I want to thank also Christy Smith. Was that an awesome show?
That sure was. That sure was. And that project is just now getting underway. So go to Dr. Triana's office and please donate a new pair of shoes for the kids.
Yes, she is incredible. Her and her parents, this is called Shoes for Kids. And I told her I was going to talk about it every single show and to talk about it till their drive is done. But this is so important. And Christy says you can either... I don't have her numbers here, but you can either donate at our office. We have a box there, new tennis shoes for children. They do elementary, junior high, and high school, but mostly elementary. And Christy's been doing this last year. They collected over 4,500 shoes. And there is such a need in our community. And I'll tell you, I think there was every woman in this room was, we were all on tears. We were passing around the box of tissues.
Hey, I'm a guy and I had tears too.
I know.
It's just, you know, when you think about, you know, the poor kids with, you know, if your feet hurt, everything hurts. Your self-esteem hurts because you can't go out and play with the other kids, and it's just, wow.
So we really need to give such a cheer to Christy, her family, and the Kiwanis for all that they do. But think about it. You know, she said you can get a nice pair of tennis shoes for $10. You can donate money. You can go to their website. What is the Sunrise?
Sunrise Kiwanis.
Sunrise Kiwanis.
Actually, it's PCSunriseKiwanis.org. And there's email there, and there's information and even videos about the Shoes for Kids project that Christy has been so active with for so many years.
Over and her dad's, 10 years.
And her dad, too. Christy's dad worked so hard with her.
And her mom and her husband, their family. And then she said, so everybody, this is so important. But another thing, this is 100% what you give, the child gets.
That's right. I think it's beautiful, too, that the, you know, when they distribute the shoes, it's not like they just, you know, match size. They let the child pick out,
right?
You know, the shoes too.
They distribute to the schools the shoes, and then right there they're distributed. So everybody who's listening, open up your heart, open up your wallet, whatever it takes to help these little kids. You know, that's the biggest resource we have here in America, is our children, is the children of America, the future leaders. If we can't help them, who can we help? And this is in our back door. This is not somewhere else. This is right here in Charlotte County where you're helping. So we'll mention this again next week, and hopefully we'll get a lot of people out there. You can stop by our office. Come see my office. It's a beautiful office on Harbor Boulevard. It's
3155 Harbor Boulevard, Suite 100.
I don't know why sometimes I get the 3155 Harbor Boulevard. And we're right there across from the American Legion. And I have a beautiful office. I have beautiful artwork. And you go in, you feel comfortable. The waiting room chairs are really, real beautiful chairs. It's just a nice ambience where you come and I want my patients to come and feel at home. And in our waiting room, we have a box for the shoes for kids. So we talked about the Mediterranean zone. I'm telling you, you got to go out there. If you have questions, call my office. If you want a consultation that I could help you to lose weight, balance your hormones, call us. Our phone number is 625-1990. Okay, so let's talk about something that's really out in the news. There is, out in the news, it's called Third Time's a Charm for Female Libido Drug, Flibanserin. Now, there is a condition that some women have, and it's called hypoactive sexual desire. So what does that mean? Hypoactive sexual desire disorder. And it's in pre- and postmenopausal women.
Well, I know that hypoglycemia means you have low blood sugar, so hypo must mean low or lesser than.
Right. Hypo means low. Hypo means not an interest in sex. Okay? Your libido. That's your interest in intimacy and in sex. We've spoken about this before. So now they're inventing a pill to help women. Now, a lot of women are very upset because there's a lot of medicines out there that help men with their sexual function. We know the names, Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and those medicines help with men and their sexual function. Now, flibanserin is still under investigation. It has not been FDA approved, but it is not, and I want everybody to understand, it is not a female Viagra. Viagra was the first that came out. The medicine Viagra works on men's plumbing system. It helps the blood vessels hold blood so that men can therefore have an erection. This medicine for women is to help with their desire, not so much the function. There's been research on women using Viagra, which basically increases the blood flow to that area, your genital area. But this medicine doesn't work that way. It works in your brain, and it works to increase dopamine and norepinephrine. So what is dopamine and norepinephrine? Well, we've spoken about that before, too. That is the chemicals. One of the chemicals in your brain is dopamine and norepinephrine. We know that when dopamine goes up, that's still what we call the feel good. So what raises dopamine? We know that orgasm raises dopamine. We know that carbohydrates can raise dopamine.
Chocolate.
We know there are some not good drugs that are illegal, such as methamphetamines, which actually raise the dopamine so high that those nerve cells become depleted of dopamine. So we know that dopamine is a very important chemical in your brain. So this medicine, flibanserin, is being for investigation to help with women and their interest in sex. Now, I say to you all out there, why don't we look at the root cause of why women during menopause, perimenopause, and menopause have a decreased interest in sex or a decreased libido? Why don't we get to the root cause? Why are we giving someone another pill for some symptom or some kind of ailment? Dr. Dunovitz, who started BioT, has written a book called Age Healthier, Live Happier, Avoiding Overmedication Through Natural Hormone Balance. How pellets are changing life as we know it for patients and their doctors. So instead of giving a pill for women to increase their sexual desire, why don't we find out the root cause? I see a lot of commercials in both television and magazine where the woman is saying, are you having painful intercourse? Does it hurt to have sex? Well, yes, it can if you have vaginal dryness. So if something doesn't feel good, of course you don't want to do it again. I mean, that's pretty realistic for most people. So if something doesn't feel good, why don't you get to the root cause of what's causing the problem? It's the lack of estrogen. When women are going through the menopause, we know that your progesterone, your estrogen, and your testosterone go downhill, right? So instead of taking a medicine, and I put that out for everyone to understand, why not go to the root cause? It only makes sense that if a woman is having decreased desire, now, you know, we know that there's many reasons. There's physiologic reasons, menopause. There's psychological reasons, stress. Stress is one of the number one, I would say, ailments that's going to affecting our health for now and in the long run. Stress. If someone is under high stress, they may not have an interest in intimacy, or they might be scared that their partner is older and they're scared they might kill their partner because of the activity. Well, if you can walk up a few flights of stairs, you can have sexual activity. Now, if there is a concern, you can always speak to your doctor. But there is no reason for someone to say, I am scared, I'm going to kill that person. That's not going to happen. The other thing that we need to look at, again, we talked about physiologic, psychologic, stress, making a time to be at all ages. You know, we all are so busy. Rush here, rush there. We're connected by our telephones, our computers, our televisions. People have them on all the time. Take some moment. What is it? What do they say? Smell the roses?
Stop in and smell the roses. Listen to the grass grow.
Yes. How about the we've had a guest here speaking about meditation and taking a moment to look at the beautiful place where we live. Take a moment to think about your partner. How is your partner? What is it you can do? Have a date night. Have time together. But going back to the root cause of problems, the whole idea for prevention is getting to the root cause. You know, I've spoken about even diabetes. Diabetes, once you've been diagnosed as having diabetes, does everyone know that your pancreas has not been working correctly for at least 10 to 15 years? So why wait to develop diabetes? Why wait to have these chronic diseases of aging and then having to take a medicine to help with the symptom or the problem? Why not go to the root cause? It only makes sense. I always tell patients, you know, you have to take care of also preventive maintenance. We do it on our cars and our homes. We don't want to end up on the side of the road with a broken down car, do we? No. So why would we want our bodies to be waylaid and broken down when we could be proactive and doing much way ahead of time to prevent certain diseases? So we're going to take a break and we're going to hear the male commercial.
Okay, guys, listen up. You feel like a 70-year-old man in a 45-year-old body can't work out like you used to. Maybe your testosterone is low. You know, testosterone is the dipstick of men's health. Levels decline after 30, accelerated by a variety of environmental chemicals that can convert the reduced testosterone you are producing to estrogen. That's the female hormone, and not good. You can change all that at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. There, your hormones are measured, a thorough physical done, and a program to restore your hormone balance is laid out for you. Bioidentical hormone pellets are inserted beneath the skin every 4 to 5 months by a certified BioT physician. 15 minutes and you're on your way to feeling better, having more energy, improved muscle tone, and renewed interest in your sex partner. Yay! Still not convinced? Go to the BioT website. That is BioTEmedical.com. Then call 625-1990 for an appointment that will change your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with BioT. Call me at 941-625-1990 for your appointment.
Yay. It's 1141 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF. Having a wonderful time, and the only thing missing is you. Give us a call at 206-1580, toll-free 888-441-1580. The program is brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center and the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. So join the discussion this morning and give us a call if you have a question about anything. And here is your host, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Yes, give me a call if you have any questions. If you know, if you want to know what we're doing here to help our patients at the Triana Prevention Center, the Triana Center for Hormone Balance, it is incredible. We have a caller.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Dr. Triana. I enjoy you so much. Oh. Could you give the website for that that pasta, the Ozo Fuseli? I'd be very much interested in that.
Okay. I'll let Zane do that.
It is zonediet.com. Zonediet.com. And you'll see a link on the main page that will take you to the pasta.
Okay. And what's the doctor's name?
Dr. Barry Sears.
How do you spell Sears? S.
Like what? The store. Like the store. Sears,
S-E-A-R-S. Oh, S-E-A-R-S.
Mm-hmm.
And, Dr. Barry Sears.
Yes, and let me tell you, the man is brilliant. I met him personally. In fact, I'm working on having him. He said he'd love to do the radio show, and he is just brilliant. And as I said, this pasta has really, really helped me. Now, I have to tell you, mm-hmm. You have to focus. And I find that if you focus and say, I'm going to do this, and you call us, we'll help you.
Okay.
And we're going to be bringing
I've already been to see you. I know you. I know how wonderful you are.
Oh.
And I did hear you yesterday on Building a Zoo.
Oh.
I'm so happy to hear you sounding so much better.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
We think the world of you. Okay?
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. We have another caller.
Hi, good morning.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, caller.
I have a question regarding the eyes. Might be out of your field, but yesterday you were talking about lipids.
Yes.
And basically the junk in our eyes. Does that affect eyesight? This disease?
Oh.
Your phone is skipping.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Are you driving somewhere or?
Yeah, how about now? Am I in a good spot?
Yeah, sounds better.
Okay. I was wondering how the different things in the arteries affect the eyesight and the different diseases that we get in our eyeballs.
Okay, and that's a great question, caller. What's your first name?
Vic.
Okay, Vic, thanks. I'll go ahead and answer that. Yes. It used to be, you know, remember they used to say the eyes were the window of the soul. You remember hearing that? Okay, the eyes do tell a lot because that's where you can look at your blood vessels in the back of your eye. And there's changes that occur when patients have diabetes, high blood pressure, vascular disease. So yes, it's very important to manage your blood pressure, control your diabetes. Unfortunately, people who don't end up can end up even blind. So it is very important. I actually tell my patients, you need a good yearly eye exam once a year. And people who have diabetes, it's recommended also a very good retina exam, because that's where they can look at the vessels too. So I really highly recommend that. Thank you for your call, Vic.
You're welcome. Thank you for your show.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, it's so important. That's part, again, of preventive medicine, getting your eyes checked. How many patients have, I've had patients who didn't do anything, end up couldn't see, they go to their eye doctor, and it was something that could have been preventable. And the other important prevention is your teeth. You know, a lot of people think, you know, I'm not going to take care of my teeth, I don't care. Well, not so. I tell my patients, bad teeth, bad heart. Teeth, when they have all those, when you have bad teeth and they're infected and you have the gum disease, those bacteria are swimming in your body and they're causing inflammation. And guess what? Inflammation is the precursor of what? Vascular disease. So you want to try to keep and maintain your dental health. You know, I sometimes feel that patients will focus on only one part. I've had patients tell me, you know, I will not take a statin drug because it might kill my liver. I said, well, it's not going to kill your liver. We're going to monitor it. If we need it to lower your cholesterol, albeit you still need to diet and exercise, but they won't, some patients won't take a statin drug, but yet they'll smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day. What more poison is there than smoking, putting that into your body? So, and I tell patients, there is no pill that's going to be as poisonous as what you are doing to yourself. And I think that patients, you know, they start to understand, and I try to help them. And there's different ways we do to help you quit smoking. But it's not, you know, again, I practice individualized medicine, personal medicine. The wave of the future is going to be called precision medicine with all the genetic tests that are going to be coming out. But what works for one person will not necessarily work for the other person. We're all different. We have different genes, genetically, different parents. We have different lifestyles. Remember, your lifestyle is the trigger of what's going to happen with your genes. And this is why I want to get back to root cause and talking about what we're doing with the hormone balancing. I cannot stress enough how important this is and how much better both men and women feel. Now, it isn't just about feeling good, because patients will say, well, hey, I feel good. Why should I worry about my hormones? I feel good. I'm fine. Well, it isn't just how you feel. Remember, this is protecting your bones. We're helping your muscles. We're trying to give you the good estrogen. We're promoting the brain health. Unfortunately, is women are the one who get, they have a higher rate of Alzheimer's. And that is really hard. You know, Alzheimer's is a disease that affects not only the patient, but the whole family, the whole caregiver. We've had shows here and where we had guests and we spoke about Alzheimer's disease. So if we can do one little thing to help prevent, to help decrease your risk for heart disease, your risk for osteoporosis. You know, the bones are important. Them bones, remember that song? Mm-hmm. Those bones are important for everybody. I don't know how many of my audience out there, if you ever had a broken hip, that is a big deal. Big deal. 25% of women who have a hip fracture are going to end up dead.
Oh my.
So that is really serious, because a lot of times, what happens is that a person will end up with a hip fracture, they're not mobile, then they're at risk for developing bed sores, they end up needing more care, all these things. What about people who have strokes? Strokes causes a high morbidity. In other words, disability. If we can help prevent that, if we can help prevent someone from having a heart attack, those are the things, and those are the diseases that we're trying to prevent those major events. And again, people will tell me, why should I worry about my blood vessels? I feel great. I don't have any heart problems. I don't have any chest pains. I don't have any shortness of breath. You may not. The first symptom in 50%, now these statistics are from the American Heart Association, 50% of people who have a heart attack, that is their first symptom. That is their first symptom. So we don't want to wait to get to that point. We want to look at you, your total being, and, you know, we want you to feel good. I want my patients to feel good, to have energy, to want to participate in life. You know, we talk about more good years. There's so many good things to do. We live in a beautiful place. So if we could help you by balancing your hormones, and again, that's one of part of helping prevent disease, then why not? Why not avail yourself of that benefit?
Because if you get your hormones balanced and then you go back into your lifestyle that wasn't healthy, you're defeating the purpose of that.
Oh,
it has
no.
to be, yeah.
It has to be in conjunction with a good, healthy lifestyle, diet, exercise, you know, stop smoking, cut back on the alcohol intake, all these things put together. But, you know, we, what do they say? 60 is the new 50, 70 is the new 60.
80 is the new 40.
Yeah, we're living longer.
Oh, yeah.
And why not? We were talking about this pill for women and their sexual desire. Why not increase their libido in the most natural way by restoring the balance of their hormones so that they can feel good about having sex? Or even, and again, Michael Heyman's asked me yesterday on the show, well, what about people who don't want to increase their libido because they don't have a partner? Well, we know there's different ways that you can satisfy yourself, also using what we call toys, sex toys. There's so many different ways. Now, why not feel better about yourself, feel better about your relationship, have the energy, have the interest, and at the same time, do good things for your health, right?
Absolutely.
Now, I feel very good that I have my therapy. And as I see more and more patients, they come in, they tell me the women are so happy. I don't have these hot flashes and night sweats, and I have more interest in my spouse or my partner. I'm going back to doing most of my hobbies. The brain fog is so much improved. I can concentrate. Well, remember, why a lot of this happens is because, let's go back then again to the root cause. A lot of women, as they get older, and a lot of people in this country suffer from insomnia. They can't sleep. The women are having hot flashes, night sweats, they toss and turn, they wake up, they have to go to the bathroom a couple of different times, they feel like they can't go back to sleep, they're stressed out, they're worrying. So why don't we go again to the root cause of what's causing the problem? Yes, we know there's pills for insomnia. There's different kinds of pills. There's benzodiazepines. There's medicines like Ambien that people use. But remember, these are medications. These are not what we need to do to balance your hormones so that you can sleep good. And usually, I have to tell you, that's the number one first feeling that the patients are telling me, wow, I get to sleep the whole night, or I am sleeping like a baby. You know, that is, so again, why are we going to the root cause? We know the importance of good sleep. It's important for your heart health. It's important for your brain. You know, your body does a lot of metabolic activities while you're sleeping good, when you get into that good sleep. So if we can help you have that good sleep, so of course, with balancing your hormones, of course that's going to reflect on your whole life. You have good sleep, you feel rested. You're going to have more energy. You have good sleep, your other hormones that are being produced in your body have a chance to do their thing. If you have good sleep, we know that there is an effect on your heart health. So in other words, you're improving your heart health. So sleep is very important. It's a whole new specialty, we know. We look at also, some people need to have sleep studies to see if they have sleep apnea or if they're having low oxygen in the night, because the oxygen will drop and that affects your whole metabolism. So sleep is so important. I think people over time, we used to think, well, we can make up a sleep on the weekends. Not necessarily. You need to have a regulated sleep habit.
Consistent.
Same time every night. Wake up the same. Don't use alcohol to help you to sleep. That's actually the worst thing. It doesn't let you get a good sleep. Go again to the root cause. What are we waiting for? Why are we letting our bodies either, number one, deteriorate or develop the diseases of aging, and then hope that we can go ahead and take a pill to fix it? You know, yes, medicine, modern medicine is incredible. But if we can do something to get way before that, I am so passionate about this, because I see a difference in my life, my patient's life. So I see we're about to end the show here, but I want to highlight what we've talked about. We've talked about the Mediterranean zone, Dr. Barry Sears, and the pasta, which I highly recommend. Go to his website, and he has great recipes. And also, we've spoken about bioidentical hormones and the hormone pellet therapy, which I am providing that service for patients. If you want to make a consultation, you can call 625-1990. If you need a new primary care physician, you're welcome. And if you just want to come to see me to get your hormone balance, you are welcomed also. So this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana, and this is the Dr. Triana Show. Thank you, Sane, and thank you to all my wonderful callers. And just remember, stay healthy, and God bless.
WCCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, coming to you from the Grand